DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey all, Peter Zine here, coming to you from Atlantic City, and today we're going to talk about something that actually happened a little bit back on April 17. That's when the U.S. Trade Representative Office announced the 96th tariff policy of the Trump administration in less than 2 months. Oh my God. And this one is on port fees, specifically any Chinese-registered, Chinese-built, Chinese-operated vessel will now have a $50 charge per ton, ramping up by $30 a year until it hits onto $140 a ton, or $150 per container, again, ramping up over a few years, whichever one is higher. This one's unique in that it was actually put out for a degree of public comment, and so people pointed out to the administration that there are no American-made ships. So some of the more ridiculous versions of this were rooted out. Originally, it was supposed to be like $1 million, $1.5 million, maybe even $3 million per ship per visit, which would have basically taken everything and concentrated it. So while China is the source of most of our manufactured goods, it's not where they're necessarily manufactured, it's where they're assembled. The manufacturer requires basically everyone in East Asia, and China is the low man on the totem pole, but the largest one. So it's where everything's put together, and then it sails in finished form from Shanghai or Tianjin to Los Angeles or Houston or New York or Savannah. If the old system had gone through, all of our secondary ports would have basically been starved, and we would have just had endless traffic jams at the biggest ones. So they decided to go with a weight/volume version rather than just a flat fee, which make it a little less onerous from a logistical point of view. There's still some problems here because it's starting to interface with other problems the Trump administration experiencing, and that has to do with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who is rapidly showing himself to be up there with RFK Jr. to be the most unqualified and incompetent cabinet secretary in American political history. In the last 2 weeks, he's basically fired everybody he brought in with him, and so in his office now, it's just him, his wife, his brother, his lawyer, and that's about it. And then, of course, Trump fired all of the deputy undersecretary, assistant secretaries, and everybody, and basically hasn't replaced them with anyone who knows what they're doing. And so Pete Hegseth's big breakthrough in the last few days has been to build a studio and an editing platform within his office so he can share videos of himself working out in the morning, because that's what we need to prepare for military readiness. Yeah. Anyway, bottom line is that one of the things the Trump administration says it wants to do, which I broadly agree, is to build more military ships. Okay, well, so that takes shipyards. And so basically, we've got an incompetent defense secretary managing a underfunded and unplanned shipbuilding program, which basically takes up every berth dry dock that is available at every shipyard the United States has, and it's being managed just completely incompetently. And so if you want to build a civilian cargo vessel, there's no room, and there won't be for years. So step one, if you want to start mucking around with the ports, is to build more ships so that you have options. And just as with steel and aluminum construction and all the other tariffs, the Trump administration has failed to do that. So we, if we want stuff at all, we have to now pay more for the stuff because of the tariffs, and then pay more at the ports because of these new port fees. And there is no alternative for building an American equivalent, because the building blocks of what you need to reindustrialize still haven't been done. And everything's just going to cost more for everyone. Yep, that's it.